Morning, it's Craig Bennett, aka Cash King, here with another NBA First Look video. Where I'll go over this massive 10-game slate on Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. I'll go talk about some injury concerns. We'll do a sample lineup here on DraftKings, and also do a sample lineup on FanDuel when I'm done with the DraftKings one. So just kind of talk about everything, a little overview. If you like this video, hit that thumbs up button, subscribe to the channel, and let's keep this thing going. Hopefully these help you win some money. So let's dive right into it and see what we got on tap for today. All right, as you can see, DraftKings is on the backdrop here. We'll go through the entire 10-game slate, monster slate on tap here, kind of talk about some injury news and everything else that we got going on. Big slate, but a fun one. Again, generally on DraftKings, when you got these big slates, it's studs and duds. So remember that when we're going through things. Let's first look at the first game on tap, and we have the Knicks at Orlando. 210 over under, the Knicks favored by 4. Over on the Knicks side, Julius Randle is 9,500 over here on FanDuel, or on DraftKings, 9K on FanDuel. More play on FanDuel. I don't think I'm going to touch him on DraftKings. But very much in play against Orlando. No problem there. RJ Barrett, 5,400 on FanDuel, 5,700 on DraftKings. I can't really touch that price with Derek Rose in town. Just the minutes are going to be down a little bit more. The usage is going to be down when he's in there. I just can't do it. And then just Derek Rose in general. This whole backcourt, when you're talking about Payton, Quickly, Rose, Burks, Bullock, it's a revolving door here. Quickly, 4,600 on DraftKings is an interesting price. He's 5K on FanDuel, but the minutes just haven't been there. The kid's just been a phenomenal fantasy point player, but just not getting the minutes that we want. And then Nerlens Noel, 4,700 on DraftKings. He's priced up at 5,300 on FanDuel, power forward eligible. Again, he's playing around 30 minutes a game. He's the kind of guy that I would look at. I don't think on DraftKings I'm going to play him on the slate, but 24 and 23 over his last two and 27 to 32 minutes. Again, a guy you can consider on DraftKings, but more so a FanDuel play than a DraftKings play. So it's really just the front court for me. I'm not going to look at the back court much here at all, just with all those guards, like I said. Over on the Orlando side, Aaron Gordon has been out for a while. Same with Cole Anthony. The big thing is Evan Fournier, if he is questionable. Al-Farouq Aminu is questionable, and Enes is questionable. And then Jason Randall is actually, they're signed a two-way contract with him. So Michael Carter-Williams should get the start here. He's 4,900 on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, he is priced at 4,400. So he's a guy that I'm more so on FanDuel than DraftKings. But starting point guard here, and again, we got to see what they're going to do with Jason Randall, so he should hold them backup starting point guard duties. Terrence Ross has been on a tear. Fournier is still out, 6,300 on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, he's only priced at 5,600, so a fantastic price for him if Fournier is out. But last four games, 40, 33, 37, 31, you take that all day long. 36, 33, 41, 31 minutes. He's been the scoring here with no Fournier, so we'd have to look at him if that is the case. But and then Vooch, 10-1 for Vooch on DraftKings, 9-7 on FanDuel. I think he's in play here. I think there's a lot of other centers we can look at when we get to him, but we'll throw him in the starting lineup to go here. Let's head on over to the next game, Atlanta at Boston. On the Atlanta side, same guys have been out, Dunn, Bogdanovich, Rondo, Hunter. No real change there. You know, Trae Young, 9,600 on DraftKings. 9,500 on FanDuel. I think this is just a stay away spot in general, going up against Boston. Now, Boston does have a few injuries themselves, but I don't think Atlanta's going to, you know, keep this thing crazy close. But it is a close spread, 224 over under, Boston favored by 4.5. So if I guess they're going to do it, it's going to be on the back of guys like Trae Young, 9,600 on DraftKings, 9,500 on FanDuel. But Clint Capella's only 7,500 on DraftKings, 8K on FanDuel. The minutes are starting to creep back up a little bit. Saw 36 minutes against the Knicks, put up 45 fantasy points. Just been so inconsistent with minutes and over. It's hard to trust him. But very much in play on DraftKings. Same with John Collins on both sites. 7,100 on FanDuel, 6,900 on DraftKings. A guy that's very much in play on both sites. And Kevin Huerter, 5,900 on DraftKings, 5,300 on FanDuel, 0.80 fantasy points per minute, which should play in the high 30s. He's a guy that I would consider playing more so on FanDuel. And then Gallinari is $4,600 on FanDuel. You know, priced at $4,800 on DraftKings. I don't think I'm going to play a lot of these guys against Boston, but if I would consider the front court guys in Capella and Collins, and on FanDuel, more so Collins and Herter for me. Over on the Boston side, Kimball Walker is doubtful on a back-to-back. You know, we know Smart. Daniel Theis is questionable as well. It's going to be the Tatum and Brown show. Tatum is priced at $8,700 on DraftKings, $9,400 on FanDuel. I think this is a fantastic spot here for Tatum. I have no problem playing him in this lineup at all. Going up against Atlanta's front court. Yes, please, give me some more. Even $9,400 on FanDuel is a good price. Jaylen Brown, $8,400 on FanDuel, $7,900 on DraftKings. I think in cash you could play them both, but again, I lean more of the stars and studs build, so maybe more of a contrarian take. That you can play him. And in tournaments, I wouldn't play him both at price. I think I would make a rule to play only one of them, because only one of them is going to go for 60 if they do, and you know win you a GPP. It's something like that. You could look down here at a guy like Pritchard at $4,200 on DraftKings. I think there's some cheaper guards that you're going to want to go to on this slate than going towards a Peyton Pritchard. You know, so I don't think I'm going to go there personally. Naismith is $3,000 on DraftKings. You know, playing some point guard as well. I just don't think you need to go anywhere here on a slate this large. I think you're just focusing on Tatum and Brown and then kind of moving on. Like, there's enough value in these other spots where on a 10-game slate, just play good players. Like, you don't need to get too crazy. And the value is generally, like, you know, punching you in the face and you can just gravitate towards it. So I think we're just going to move on here. Tatum and Brown for me. Next game here, and this is why I talk about a little bit of value. We can probably find it here. Houston at Philly. Houston favored 225.5 over under. Houston, Philly favored by 11.5. So we got some major dogs here for Houston. John Wall is $8,500 on DraftKings. Injury consideration again, no Christian Wood. Eric Gordon and Victor Oladipo are both doubtful. If they were to play, it would change some things. But them being both doubtful, we're probably going to get a few cheap guys here. The guys that I want to play on Houston side. John Wall, $7,800, I think is in play. But I don't think I'm going to go there. I think I'd rather go the cheaper guards. Cousins is $6,500 on DraftKings, $6,100 on FanDuel. Cousins hasn't been getting the minutes. It's been, if we look at Cousins' minutes over his last four, 20, 22, 25, and 22, I think we're only going to get around 25 minutes. Now, Tucker is questionable here. They waive Spalding. They don't have any other bigs. If this game stays close, you almost have to think they're going to have to play Cousins a ton against Embiid. Embiid will dominate any front court guy they do here. Like, they almost, you would think they would have no choice to play Cousins, in theory. But I don't know what this coach is doing. Cousins is not a good defender. I mean, Embiid would be able to do whatever he wants to him anyways. But they don't have any big bodies. So that's why I'm considering, I think they're just going to dominate Houston here. And so that's what Vegas is thinking too. So I don't want to touch Cousins or Wall. I'd like to look at the value. David Nwaba, $5,100 on FanDuel. He is only priced at $4,300 on DraftKings. I think this is where you want to go for value. He played almost 40 minutes last game. Played 41 minutes last game, 41 fantasy points going up against Washington. Now, better matchup, don't get me wrong. But at $4,300, a guy that's going to play a ton of minutes. If Tucker's out, they only got like a 8-man rotation. So play these cheaper guys. You know, Daniel House is another guy we can look at. $5,000 on DraftKings, $4,700 on FanDuel. Jason Tate's my guy, though. $5,500 on DraftKings, priced at, where's he at on FanDuel? $5,800 on FanDuel. But if you're going to play mid-30s minutes, especially if they're not going to play Cousins, he played 40 against Washington, put up 36. That's the kind of guy I'm looking for. So I'm going to slide him in this lineup here. At price, though, I don't think there's a ton of meat left on the bone. But if you're going to play that many minutes, you know, even in a blowout, he's going to get run. So I like looking at these guys more. You know, Sterling Brown, you can look at. I don't think you need to go down to Mason Jones or McLemore like that. But if you want to play a McLemore at $3,000, maybe he gets some run and knocks down some shots. I saw 20 minutes last game, put up 13 fantasy points. At $3,000, I don't mind it. I don't want it so much more on FanDuel. But on DraftKings, if you're looking for a $3,000 guy, I guess you're looking there. But yeah. For me, Wall and Cousins, I don't think the game's going to stay close enough. If it does, though, and you're going to play one of those, I would bring a bring back with someone from Philly, because those guys are going to be playing a ton and they're going to be doing some work on Houston. So if you're going to play a Wall, I would bring it back with like an Embiid. Over on the Philly side, again, Embiid is probable here. Shake Milton is out. I don't really want anything to do with Philly here. If it gets out of control, Doc could play damn near everybody. So I can't get super excited about this. Embiid should be able to do whatever he wants, though. I mean, in 30 minutes, he could dominate. But I still think I'm looking at Vooch. I know we have Joker on this slate. Detroit's going to have some guys we can look at the center position with no Blake. So I'm not really going to go there. I'm just going to kind of fade this. You know, 10-8 for DraftKings on 10-7 on FanDuel for Embiid. Simmons is 9,600 on FanDuel, 9,200 on DraftKings. And again, he had that monster game against Utah, but we didn't have Embiid there. And you know, we put up 74 fantasy points in 38 minutes. So don't chase that. Tobias Harris, 7,600 and 7,900 on FanDuel, respectively. I can't go there. I think the only guy I could ever consider is Seth Curry, 4,600 on DraftKings, 4K flat on FanDuel. Plays the minutes, just the shots aren't there. You know, 37, 35, 34 over his last three. The production ain't there. But if you're going to have anyone that meat left on the bone, it would be a Seth Curry for me, and that's about it. Let's move on to the fourth game here, where we have Indy at Minnesota, 227.5 over-under. Indiana favored by 5.5. Sabonis, 9,700 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is priced at 9,700 as well. Again, great matchup for Indy, but I have a hard time playing these guys. Dougie McBuckets is, I think, doubtful this game. That's really the only injury news that we have on Indy. He's questionable. So if he's the sit, we'll probably see McConnell start again. I don't mind playing some McConnell. He's 5,600 on DraftKings. I like that price better than on FanDuel. FanDuel, 6,200. But he's been doing some real work here, and he hurts Brogdon's upside. But if we looked at his last four games, 42, 32, 32, 26 minutes, putting up 37, 39, 31, 28 fantasy points. He's getting there at 5,600, so I'll consider him. But again, like I said, Brogdon, it hurts his upside. 8K on FanDuel, 7,700 on DraftKings. They played this OT game, though, against Chicago, and that's why those minutes are so high. Put up 52 fantasy points. Again, shot 25 times. Just Herman option only for me, again, with McConnell there. I have a hard time going to him. And that game went to overtime, so consider that as well. Miles Turner, 6,300, 7K on FanDuel. I can't do that either. Not on this slate. And really, that's only I would ever consider playing would be those guys. Can't play Lamb. Can't play any of these guys. So really, it's just McConnell for me. And then, you know, maybe Brogdon, Sabonis, and tournaments. But on a slate this large, I don't think I need to go there. On the Minnesota side, looks like we have no Jared Culver and no D-Russ. Again, Saunders is a donkey coach. Donkey. Capital D. I hate trying to pick out what this donkey's going to do. But Cat, 9,300 on both sides. I can't do it. The minutes aren't going to be there because he won't play in massive minutes coming back. He's been averaging around 33 minutes a game. Haven't done anything to pay off this salary because I need a 50-plus burger out of him. So no thank you for Cat. Anthony Edwards, a 6K on FanDuel and 6K on DraftKings would be the one guy I would consider because the minutes have been in the mid-30s. 51, 20, 32, 34, and 20 over his last four. But again, another guy I can't really trust at price. I don't really like it. I think the one guy I do like, and no one really plays him on DraftKings, is McLaughlin. 3,600, playing the backup point guard minutes, 2019 and 22 minutes over his last three, 26, 20, and 23. I just like it. You know, he can get there for you. He's been just shy of a one fantasy point per minute player. And at 3,600, he kind of gets there for you. So we're going to throw him in this lineup and say, why not throw McLaughlin in this lineup? We're looking for stars and scrubs, and no one's going to play him. More of a tournament play. I wouldn't play him in cash. But, you know, if he puts up 25 at 3,600, you'll love that all day long. That's really the only guy I'm looking at. Like, Beasley's overpriced, 7,100 on DraftKings, 6,900 on FanDuel. Again, Saunders probably going to play everyone on the bench because, you know, he comes from that mentality. Everyone's got to play, apparently. So, we're moving on. Denver at Washington, 232.5 over-under. Denver favored by 3.5. They're coming off a back-to-back here. A lot of injury news on Denver that we got to figure out what's going on. Don't know exactly who's going to play, but Barton's doubtful. Millsap is doubtful. we don't know if they're going to play or not. If they sit, you know, we're still going to see Green play a bunch. We're going to see Porter Jr. play a ton. If Monte Morris is, he's questionable here. If he sat out last night, if he ends up sitting, Campazzo is going to sit and start again. He played a ton of minutes. No Gary Harris. And PJ Dozier is doubtful as well. So we need this consideration, though. But Joker at 11K, if those guys were out, even on a back-to-back, he should be able to dominate Washington. They don't have nobody. Was Mo Wagner going to do something to Joker? So you could slide him easily in here if you want to play him over Vooch. You know, even on a back-to-back, he'd be let's just throw him in there. Why not? Jamal Murray at 7,100 on DraftKings, 6,500 on FanDuel. Again, way too cheap if these guys are out. Let's talk about Michael Porter Jr. and Jamichael Green. They sucked last night, but my Lord, they didn't shoot. He shot 0 for 8 last night in 24 minutes. You know, put up 15 fantasy points. The guy's got to make some shots to get there. If these guys are out, I have no problem going back to Michael Porter Jr. on a guy that can get 40 fantasy points, but more so on FanDuel than on DraftKings at price. And then Jamichael Green, 4,700 on DraftKings, 4,200 on FanDuel. Again, he shot 1 for 7, put up 12 fantasy points. You know, on FanDuel, he has a real shot at 25-plus fantasy points if some of those shots go off. But again, back-to-back 3 and 4, they could have some tire legs. And like I said, Campazzo, we could look at him. You know, he's only 3,500 here if these other guys are out. We'll throw him in this lineup, but we really need to know about Monte Morris because that would take him out of play for me if Morris would play. Morris being 4,600 on DraftKings, 4,100 on FanDuel is way too cheap. We just got to see if he's going to play or not because that would change the whole dynamic. So lots of ways we could go here, but we kind of need the news on what's gonna go on for Denver before we get too excited and play any of these guys. So on the Washington side, this is a big nope for me. Yes, we do have – there's really – the only injury concern for these guys is just basically Ish Smith. So, you know, Westbrook at 10K on DraftKings, 9,200 on FanDuel. I guess on FanDuel you could consider him, but not on DraftKings at all. Bradley Beal, 9,800 on DraftKings, 9,900 on FanDuel. That's a big nope. 1.38 fantasy points per minute. The usage is all for these guys. Beal and Westbrook are both north of 35% usage. They do everything. You don't need to consider anyone else in this team. I guess you could look at Mo Wagner at 3,800 if he's going to start, but Joker could get that dude out of the game within the first 5 minutes, and then they'll bring in someone like, you know, Robin Lopez or Alex, you know, Alex Lynn. Like, the Joker should be able to do whatever he wants against this team. So it's hard to trust any of these guys. Davis Bertans can get hot, 4,500 on FanDuel. 4,800 on DraftKings is one guy you can consider, but knowing that I just love playing. Even though there's a big total on this game, I just can't consider what I want to do, and I don't think I'm going to get there on this at all. So I think it's a stay-away spot for me on the Washington side. In Denver, we got to have the news, so we'll wait until we get some of that news. Over on this next game, we got Detroit at Chicago. This one will be a little interesting here. 222.5 over under. Chicago favored by 4.5. There's some fantasy points out of this here. Again, Griffin is going to sit on the bench until they trade his butt. So no Blake Griffin this game. We just got to see what's going to go on with Blake Griffin here. Because that would change the, with him being out, Sadiq Bey is going to get the minutes, but Plumlee is going to get a lot more rebounds. You got to love this matchup against Chicago for Plum Dog, and he's been putting up monster. 7,300 on FanDuel, 7,200 on DraftKings. Fits in this lineup perfectly, honestly. 48, 50, and 39 over his last three, playing 30, 38, and 47 minutes. Love me some Plum Dog here, even with the price up. Jeremy Grant. Hasn't been doing great. 7,600 on DraftKings, 7,200 on FanDuel, but a matchup against Chicago, I think he's very much in play. Guy we can definitely look at playing. You know, we want to look at playing a little DeLon Wright, you know, 6K on DraftKings. 7K on FanDuel I don't like, but on DraftKings I think that's a fair price. And that's about it. I'm not playing all these other guys. You know, Jackson's overpriced. It's really Plum Dog, Grant, and maybe a little bit of Wright. And again, if you don't want to play Tate and maybe you want to play Sadiq Bey and think he's still going to be getting hot, he's going to get a ton of minutes with no Blake out there, and especially if Sekou sits as well. we could see even more Sadiq Bey. But again, last two games, 37 and 55. You have to love that production out of him. So I have no problem playing a little bit of Sadiq Bey on DraftKings. Not sure so much on FanDuel, but on DraftKings, I think he's in play at that 5,500 mark. Should play mid-30s minutes. You've been about a 0.84 fantasy point per minute player. But again, we such close price to DeLon Wright on DraftKings, I'd probably lean there a little bit. But again, some fantasy value here. Over on the FanDuel side, again, we have no Lauri Markkanen, no Porter Jr., no Hutchinson. It's going to be basically the Zach LaVine show. I mean, the minutes he's been playing has been absolutely crazy here. excuse me. So as you can see, the shot attempts, 25, 21, 25, and 26 over his last four games, just been absolute massive. 45, 47, 64, 48 points. This is what we like to see. Tournament only for me at that price because I feel like the value is at the guards today, not so much at, at the bigs. Like, I love some of these bigs, like I said, and Vooch and the Joker, Tatum. Like, I feel like the value we're going to want is at the guard. So I don't know how much I'll get out of him in the optimal, but in tournaments, it makes a great, great play. Kobe White, 6,300 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he's priced at 6K, I believe. Yeah, 6K. Tournaments only, but there's meat left on the bone for him. Thad Young at 6,100 on DraftKings, 6,200 on FanDuel. It's hard to play that with Michael Carter Jr. coming back. It just kind of muddies up this whole front court for them. Same thing, Pat Williams, 5K. 4,500 on FanDuel, I guess, is a fair tag on him. And then I'm not guessing which small forward is going to go off. If any of them do anything. And Valentine's overpriced at 4,900. Temple, 4,400. I guess if you're going to take a shot, it's Temple. But I'm not super excited about playing these guys at all. So basically, it's Zach LaVine and Kobe White for me, and that's about it on this team. Let's head on over to the next game here. We have Portland at the Pelicans. Got a big total here. 231.5 over under, where we have the Pelicans favored by 3. Again, this should be a fun game to watch. Both Portland and the Pelicans are both on a back-to-back 3-4 here. But again, we should have a pretty short bench again on the Portland side. Dame Lillard, 10-3 on DraftKings, 9,500 on FanDuel. Great tag on FanDuel. Love that price on FanDuel. On DraftKings, like I said, I think the lineup construction is kind of pointing me towards value right now, so I don't know if I'll go there. Kanter, 6,600 on FanDuel, 7K on DraftKings. 34, 26, 41, 31. I don't mind playing a little Kanter, but I think I'd rather play Plum Dog on DraftKings, to be honest with you, than Kanter going up against Pelicans. Robert Covington, 6,400 on DraftKings, 5,800 on DraftKings, 6,400 on FanDuel. Again, not super excited to play him. Trent Jr., 5,500 on FanDuel, 5,800 on DraftKings. Going to play, again, heavy minutes. 38, 36, 36 over his last three. 31, 21, 33 fantasy points. There's a little meat left on the bone playing against the Pelicans here. Close spread, big total. I guess you could look at playing a guy like him. Derek Jones, 4,200 on FanDuel is a decent tag on him. Over here on DraftKings, he's priced right at 4K. So he's kind of a guy you could look at. 25 fantasy points his last game against OKC last night. In 31 minutes. Better FanDuel play than DraftKings with his scoring ability. And then Melo, 5,100 on DraftKings, 5,300 on FanDuel. Really hasn't got there. And then my big concern is, again, on big slates like this, it tends to be studs and duds. So I don't think you're going to land on a 5,300 Melo. You're going to be playing these big boys like, Vooch and Tatum and Joker, and then finding this value, down here in the 3 and 4K for these guards. But you could consider him, I guess. Really, that's about it, though. I don't think I need... You could look at Simmons, I guess, at 3,800 on FanDuel, 4,100 on DraftKings. Put up 23 last night in 18 minutes against OKC. Maybe get some more run here. But 23, 17, 24, I'd consider him on both sides in tournaments, but no one I'm super excited to play. On the Pelican side, if we look at injury consideration for them, I don't think, Let me see. I think it's just Adams that's questionable. I don't think that there's nobody else that we really have to be concerned about on this back-to-back. It's just Adams that is questionable here. So if Adams were to sit, Oh, Juancho, man. Hernan Gomez at 3,800 would just be almost a lock here. Played 19 minutes last night against Memphis, put up 27 fantasy points. He's been a monster. It's the whole league in fantasy point wise, not like a great player, but 1.05 fantasy points per minute. If Adams were to sit, he's going to be a nut lock in both FanDuel and DraftKings. He's 3,900 on FanDuel. He is priced at 3,800 on DraftKings. You would just lock him in, lock and load. Wouldn't even ask twice about it. Josh Hart's coming off a big game off the bench, put up 43 fantasy points in 32 minutes. You know, he is priced at 4,700 on FanDuel. I don't know if I would chase that game, but again, good matchup against Portland. He definitely consider him. Eric Bledsoe, 5,300 on DraftKings, 4,800 on FanDuel. I think you can consider him as well. But Zion, 8,200 on DraftKings, 8,200 on FanDuel, or 8,300 on FanDuel. I think he's squarely in play as well, but I don't think so much on FanDuel. Like, again, would you rather play Tatum for 300 more? I think he's got 60 point upside, where I don't think Zion or Ingram do when they play together. So I'm going to look at the value for the Pelicans here, and hopefully Adam sits and we're going to get some Juancho in our life, man, because 3,800 for Juancho is nice. And again, he would slide right into this lineup, and then I would look to upgrade somewhere else. So maybe we just throw Juancho in this and say, hey, that he is out. Where would we upgrade? Maybe this is where we upgrade, and we talk about getting a better point guard. We take him out, and we got 9,600 that we can look at playing a point guard. We still got the value. I put McLaughlin in here and old Frankie or Campazzo, you know, Nwaba. I like these guys a lot. Tate's a little bit questionable, so maybe we go back to McConnell, and then we could upgrade this a little bit. There's different ways to go, but if Hernan Gomez is in there, I'm going to pair him with one of Vooch or Joker. So maybe we come back here real quick while we're messing around. We'll throw Vooch in this lineup, and it gives us 10-5. I like that, because then it allows us to kind of pay up for a guard. And so then maybe you bring it back with a Lillard, and Lillard would fit right into this. And I don't mind that at all. I mean, he does everything for this team. So I don't mind throwing a Lillard in that lineup. It makes it interesting. So a lot of different ways to go if we get a Hernan Gomez in here. But again, I want these value guys. You know, I want a Josh Hart, a Hernan Gomez, a Bledsoe. Ball, 6,500 on DraftKings, 6,400 on FanDuel. I just can't go there. I don't think that's where he'd go, and I don't really want to pay up for those guys. So OKC at Memphis. Again, OKC is coming off a back-to-back as well. Let's see the total we have in this game. Looks like OKC. Do we have a total on this game yet? We might not have a total on this game. Maybe we don't have a total on this game yet. Oh, yeah, we do. 223.5 over under. Memphis favored by 7. Both these teams coming on a back-to-back. So got a lot of that going on. But a back-to-back 3-4 for both of these games, both of these teams. Al Horford, I believe, is doubtful here. Let's look at the injury consideration for the OKC Thunder. Al Horford is doubtful. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is doubtful. And George Hill is out. Well, if we don't have any Al Horford in our lives, we can fire up us some Roby. Roby's going to get the start at 4K. Maybe this, again, takes us off some of these guys. Maybe you don't want to go Tatum. Maybe you want to go Roby. Roby would be, again, another extremely great value here with Horford's probably going to doubtful being sit on a back-to-back. Again, we're going to see a ton of Roby here. Going up against Memphis, I'm not worried about it. 4,700 for Roby on FanDuel, but 4K on DraftKings, man. Maybe you go the double cheap center, but I like that Roby's a power forward. So maybe we take Tate out of this and we throw Roby in here, and we got a 12K. We can play around with this a ton. And maybe this is where we don't want to get on McLaughlin. We're just like, no, I don't want to go that route. We can take him out, and maybe those Denver guys play and Frank's not in here. So we can change things around. If we got Roby and Hernan Gomez open up the everything for you. These guys would be damn near locks for me, to be honest with you. The minutes they would play in the production. You know, Bazley is 6,100 on FanDuel. He's priced at 6,200 on DraftKings. He would be in play. And again, if Diallo, if SGA sat, he is doubtful. Diallo at 6,600 on DraftKings, 5,900 on FanDuel. He's a guy that I would definitely want to play here. Would play a ton of minutes. We are going to slide him into this. I love you can play him at forward as well. But we're going to slide a little Diallo in our lives at the shooting guard position. If we're not going to get any SGA, or we're going to get Horford out. You know, Kendrick Williams is a great guy. I like playing 5,100 on DraftKings, 5,100 over here on Fan, or 5,400 on DraftKings, 5,100 on FanDuel. His minutes will go up more towards his 40 or 36, where he put up 39 and 35 fantasy points. So I love this matchup against Memphis. No problem playing him. Definitely prefer him over Dort. Kendrick Williams has been a better fantasy point player, 400 fantasy point per minute than Dort has. So that's where I would look. Muscala, 4,400. I can't go there. Again, it's Roby's the guy that I want. Diallo and Roby are the two that I'm really looking at. And then Kendrick Williams would be the third. Jackson's a little priced up for me at 5,100 on DraftKings, 5,400 on FanDuel, but would be more in this as well. And then Maledon, 5K on FanDuel, 5K on DraftKings. You know, he should see some minutes. But Diallo's the guy that I would really focus on if you're going to play these guys. And Roby's just the nut lock, if, you know, which we considered Horford being doubtful, that he would sit on this back-to-back. And I just, yeah, it's hard not to love. If you're going to play one guy, it's Roby on this team. Let's head on over to the Memphis side and check them out. Ja Morant, 7,400 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is priced at 7,100. Again, should be able to do whatever he wants against this OKC team. Joval, same kind of thing. 7,300 on DraftKings, 7,800 on FanDuel. Should be able to just tear Roby up. Roby's a good offensive talent. He is not a good defender at all. Guy you can look at. Kyle Anderson, 6,400 on DraftKings, 6,500 on FanDuel. I hate playing slow-mo. I don't think he's a good play on this slate. Really, for me, it's just if you're going to play these guys going up against OKC, it's Morant, Joval, Brandon Clark, 5,800 on FanDuel, I guess you could look at. 5,900 on DraftKings, I don't think is the place I'm going to look at. Grayson Allen, 5K, no thanks. I think Morant and Joval are both underpriced here. It's just, where am I going to fit them in? I love, if we can play Hernan Gomez at this price, we have the money to get up to a Vooch. So I don't think I'm going to get to him. But like Ja Morant in this lineup, I have no problem playing Morant, 7,400. See, we can slide him right in there. No problem at all. So maybe we'll look at something like this in this lineup. And we don't have to go Diallo. You know, they do have Maledon and those guys. So we don't have to go him. But if you're going to play... one Memphis guy would be Morant for me on DraftKings, just with lineup construction. And then on OKC, it's Roby. So Diallo would be a distant second there, but a guy that's definitely in play with no SGA. Let's head on over to Miami at Golden State. Let's see what total we have on this game. Looks like we have a 223.5 over-under. Miami favored by one. See the injury news that we have for Miami. Looks like for Miami... Dragic is still out. Avery Bradley is still out there. So it's just going to be Hero and none. They're going to pick up some more minutes. Dragic's been out a while though. So, and then again on the Golden State side, no big men still, no Looney, no Wiseman. So again, Draymond Green's going to continue to see a ton of minutes here, with a close spread. He's interesting. But look on the Miami side, Butler, 8,800 on DraftKings. He is priced at 9,400 on FanDuel. Just very much in play on both sides, especially Butler. You can put him at small forward here. So things that we can kind of move around a little bit, but he don't fit this particular lineup I'm building. Bam Adebayo, 8,600 on DraftKings, 9,100 on FanDuel. They don't have anyone to stop Bam. Bam should be able to do whatever he wants in the paint. Draymond ain't going to stop him. And they don't have any bigs that can stop him at all. So no problem playing Bam if you want to in tournaments only. Then Hero, 6K on DraftKings, 6,100 on FanDuel. Tournaments only, nobody I love. Olynyk, 4,500 on FanDuel is cheap. 4,900 on DraftKings. You know, only put up five fantasy points against the clip show here. But, you know, before that, 31 minutes across his last three, put up 24, 26, 28, which makes a good tournament option, especially on FanDuel, though. If you can get me near 31 minutes, you know, on FanDuel, if they go small, maybe we see a little bit more Olynyk. So that's kind of what we could look at. But nobody that I'm super excited about playing, even none. 5,100 on FanDuel, 5,300 on DraftKings. Again, that last game is Clippers. Only had 9 fantasy points. But before that, 34, 34, 20. Just tournaments only. Butler, it's basically Butler's team. He's going to do what he wants here. 1.37 fantasy points per minute. Should play mid to high 30s minutes here in a close game. So it's him and Bam. The rest of the guys are just kind of secondary plays. On the Golden State side, 10 of 5 for Stephen Curry. Tournaments only. I think there's other ways to go. You know, we saw Dame on this. If you're going to play up a guard, So I don't, Curry's always going to be a tournament option though, because he has massive upside. So don't mind that. Draymond Green, 7,600 on DraftKings, 6,800 on FanDuel. Again, with those guys out in close game, he should play a ton of minutes. Tournaments only though. This whole team's kind of tough. Again, Steve Kerr's going to play, you know, probably a 12-man bench because that's what Steve Kerr does, which makes it hard for fantasy purposes. Toscano Anderson, 5K on DraftKings, or 5K on FanDuel, 4,700 on DraftKings, tournaments only. Kelly Oubre, 6,600 on FanDuel, 6,400 on DraftKings. Another kind of deal where it's not the best matchup against Miami, but he's going to play some decent minutes going up against, you know, with no bigs. So I have a hard time getting any of these guys, honest with you. Wiggins is 6,300 on DraftKings, 6,500 on FanDuel. They're all about around a fantasy point per minute. It's just Kerr plays a bunch of guys. You know, he'll sprinkle in some Bazemore, he'll sprinkle in some Wanamaker, some Lee. So, you know, if you're looking at it, it's Curry, Green, Oubre, Wiggins, but they're all priced to a point. I don't think that there's a lot of meat left on the bone. Let's head on over to the nightcap here where we have Utah at the Clippers. 227.5 over under. Utah favored by 3.5. Look at the injury consideration on Utah. Looks like Mike Conley is questionable. If he returns today, it's going to take down Mitchell a tick here, you know, and Ingles, and it's going to take down Clarkson as well a little bit. Even the Clarkson off the bench is probably fine, but Ingles and Mitchell, definitely usage would come down a little bit. So you have to consider that, you know, when making decisions if he's coming back. So with a questionable tag, it makes me worry a little bit that he will come back. On the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard is questionable here. No Paul George, no Batum. So if Kawhi Leonard comes back, which I would assume he is with being a 3.5-point spread with how good Utah is. So I would assume Leonard's going to play with that line. So again, if we consider Conley back, 6,200 for Mike Conley on DraftKings. I don't mind looking at that tag on him. But at the same time, I'm not like jonesing to play him. 6K on FanDuel. Rudy Gobert, 8K on FanDuel, 7,300 on DraftKings. You know, he should be able to do what he wants up against Zubac. So makes an interesting tournament play for Gobert for sure. More so on DraftKings. Then Donovan Mitchell, 8,300 on DraftKings, 8,100 on FanDuel. If Conley's back, I don't want to play that, especially going up against the Clippers. I would think that they would put the Claw on Mitchell. So I don't want that. And then Ingles is priced up too much with Conley back. 5,900 on DraftKings, 5,700 on FanDuel. I don't really like that either if Conley's back. And Clarkson's 5,900 on DraftKings, 6,500 on DraftKings, 5,900 on FanDuel. Again, he's priced up where I don't love it as well. So even for being a nightcap game, man, I don't know if I love this game a ton if Conley's back. Maybe it's Conley's the guy that I'm looking at, but it hurts all these guys with him back. Let's head on over to the Clipper side of things. Again, I think Kawhi Leonard's going to play here just with the line. 9,800 for on FanDuel, 9,900 on DraftKings for Kawhi. Tournaments only for me. Going up against Utah, but the usage is going to be massive. He's going to be doing everything for this team. Sweet Lou is priced up too much for me now. 6,900 on DraftKings, 6,700 on FanDuel, but he's going to have to be the second scorer on this team behind Kawhi, so tournaments only for me. Marcus Morris has been on fire. 5,300 on FanDuel, 5,700 on DraftKings, 42, 39, 33 over his last three. Only 25 minutes, so he's been super efficient in his minutes. And if Kawhi's back, the shots aren't going to quite be as there. So just turn more of a FanDuel play and just tournaments only. Same thing with Ibaka, 5,200 on FanDuel, 5,200 on DraftKings. You're not playing a center spot for Ibaka here when you might have like a Herman Gomez, Hernan Gomez at 3,800 or praying up. You're not going to be paying 5,200 for Ibaka. This is not going to happen. So, you know, Pat Bev, I guess, 4,400 on DraftKings, 4,300 on FanDuel. He should be back, but again, they could play a ton of guys here as well. So, I think it's just Kawhi, maybe a little Lou Will, maybe a little Morris on FanDuel. I'm not going to play all these other guys. Pat Bev is always interesting on FanDuel with the steals, but I'm not on this slate when we could get other values. So I'm not really looking at too many things in this game. You know, it's not a massive total by any means, being only a 227.5. It's just like both these 10 o'clock games have low totals, 223.5 and 227.5. So don't absolutely love it. I think there's other games we can target here that we don't have to look at this, but that's what we're looking at here. Let's slide over to FanDuel real quick and look at building a lineup here. Again, the value that's going to come out of FanDuel here, usually you can play whoever you want to. Now, this all hinges upon the Denver situation. If we're going to get these guys out for Denver again, you're going to go right back here and play a little Composite. You're going to throw him in here. It's 3,500. You're just going to play him. Just the way it is going to be. And if these other Denver guys are out, you're going to play the Joker at 10-5. Like, you're just going to do it. Those are the two guys I would start my lineups with if we get the injury news that these Denver guys are sitting. Like, that's the way I would start my lineups. We talked about the Boston side, right? The Boston, you know, with Walker probably going to sit. So that means you're going to throw either Tatum or Brown in here. I'm going to throw Tatum in this lineup at 9-4 because we have it as well. I think your other decision, now you don't have to play Tatum here because I think there's a few ways you can go. You can look at playing Isaiah Roby here at 4,700 or Nerlens Noel at 5,300. I prefer Roby. I think there's more upside there for him against Memphis than I do Noel. I think you could play them both together, though, if you wanted to play two cheap power forwards and go Noel and Roby. I think that's a consideration that you can make. But I prefer Roby over Noel, though, in this lineup construction here. At small forward, there's lots of ways you can go. You can go up to Butler. I'm fine with that. Kawhi, if you wanted to. Jaylen Brown's in play as well. Jeremy Grant, though, up against Chicago. I just love this matchup for him. So I'm probably going to lean him in this lineup. Again, there's other ways you can go, but he feels like the best fit where I want to look at. I talked about Michael Porter Jr., you know, going right back to him as well. Again, coming off a bad game, people are not going to want to play him. You know, again, shooting 0 for 8 doesn't help anything and scores 15 fantasy points. We should see. Now, again, this all hinges upon Millsap sitting, Barton sitting, all these guys. I would look at going back to a guy like Porter, but we need that consideration. And then over at the shooting guard position, there's lots of ways you can go here. I think this would be the one position where I would be probably deepest at. Now, if Fournier sat, maybe put like a Ross in here with how hot he's been. That's a low total, but I mean, 38, 32, 36, and 30 over his last four, massive minutes. He's a guy that you could consider in your power four slot. Again, Kevin Huerter, even up going up against Boston, I like this as well. Dort at 5K, I think some play. Bledsoe at 4,800. There's just a plethora of plays at power shooting guard that we can look at here. So again, I talked about Seth Curry. I think he's 4K. Like, there's just so many ways. For the Houston side, we got Sterling Brown, right? I mean, there's all that Houston value that we can look at playing here, which I think you have to consider. You know, like I said, Sterling Brown, 4,200 at shooting guard. He's going to be in play for me. So, you know, at that small forward position, we got Daniel House at 4,700 on the Houston side. I love that. You know, we didn't talk about, you know, maybe playing Tate in our rotation down here. I don't mind that at all. And then Nwaba's 5,100. So, you know, maybe we play a Nwaba, you know, Kimpaza up here. You know, we could look something like that where we got, you know, there's lots of ways to go with that Houston value. I wouldn't get crazy with it, but it's definitely ways to go. But again, I don't know if I'm going to play two cheap guys because we do have Damian Lillard on this slate, Steph Curry. And I think you're going to have the money to get up to one of those guys. So I don't think we'll get here. So I think it's going to be one of, you know, if those Denver guys play, I'll probably go Nwaba and then maybe like Lillard in that going against the Pelicans or Curry against Miami. I'd probably lean something like that. And then this is where you're probably looking at playing, you know, you're going to have to pay down at this spot. So maybe you're looking at a Brown or you're looking at a Curry in a lineup like this. And then you got 4K left where you're kind of looking to fill out this last small forward position. It's not going to be sexy at all. you know, you're looking at here, you're like, boy, this is just absolutely dog crap. So maybe you have to come up here and get off Nwaba, or maybe you play the two cheap guys. Maybe this is where you're like, no, you know, hopefully the Denver News will we can play him, and then we can play Nwaba. It's going to play, you know, 38 minutes or whatever, even in a blowout. And then we have the money on the small forward to get you up to a Butler or a Kawhi. Or maybe you want to play Jaylen Brown as well here. And then you have this 5,600 at shooting guard that you can look at playing a Trent Jr., which I think's a great play. Herter, which is good, or Dort. I think this is probably a better build if you're looking at more cash game consideration. But we have to have this injury news kind of sit our way. So, yeah, that's kind of how I look at the FanDuel build. We're going to have some news before we can build anything, but that's just kind of my thoughts on how to build. The shooting guard is just going to be winner. It's going to win you or lose you your cash games and tournaments, because I feel like it's so wide open there. Where at maybe center, power forward, point guard, and small forward, I can kind of narrow it down a little. But my shooting guard pool is going to be the biggest. I can tell that already. So, but with that, again, I am Craig Bennett, a.k.a. Cash Gig with DFS Army. I hope you enjoyed this NBA first look. Appreciate you guys. If you want to, I'll have my MME percentages and the cheat sheet up tonight. So if you want to go look at that stuff, head on over and sign up using promo code CashCake. Save yourself 10%. And if you like this video, hit that thumbs up button for me. Subscribe to the channel. Turn on those notifications so you know when I upload these videos like I'm going to do right now. And I hope they help you win some money. And I'll be dropping a few more videos today, so watch out for them as well. So I appreciate each and every one of you. I'll see you on the flip side. Deuces.